This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Dan Van Slyke, the Executive Director of Wildlife Safari. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. How are you?
We're doing all right, getting through the day here, and wanted to check in with you for a couple of different reasons. But before we talk about the drive-thru being open, let's talk about the big news today, the new litter of cheetah cubs.
We did. We had four baby cheetahs, and they're just super fat and sassy, and you can see them online. In fact, every Monday at 11 o'clock, we're actually doing a keeper talk, a presentation with those cheetahs. And then every day at 11 o'clock, we actually do a keeper talk throughout the park. So maybe one day it might be with tigers, and the next day might be with elephants. And so while folks are at home, if they could just go ahead and go on our website and pull it up at 11 o'clock, they'll get to actually be very interactive. They can ask questions and we'll answer them online. It's a very, very cool thing.
Now, of course, Wildlife Safari, known as being the most successful breeding facility for cheetahs in the Western Hemisphere, really. When were the new cubs born?
They were born just a couple of weeks ago, and from the mother, this is her first batch, and so she's doing really well. You know, you always worry a little bit about the new mothers and how they're going to take care of these babies, but and we're set up with cameras where we can watch them, you know, around the clock, but doing super well. I hate this social distancing thing, because normally what we would do is we'd have a special encounter where people could actually come out and get really close to them. So hopefully, if we get this thing turned around fairly quickly, get into summer, we will still have that. We'll still have the ability where people could come out and get to meet these little guys. But two girls, two boys.
Wow.
And very, very cool little thing.
Yeah, in fact, we just got some pictures that we'll be putting up with this podcast here in a little bit at 541radio.com, so folks can see some of those. So how's it going to have the how's it been doing with the drive-thru being open now?
You know, it's kind of interesting with the social distancing, because we're members of the AZA, and that's the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, and all the top zoos in the nation are part of this organization. 220 of them are closed. Only two are open, and it's us and one that's actually called, believe it or not, it's the Lee G. Simmons, but it's also called a Wildlife Safari Park, and it's Nebraska. So we're the only two institutions that have the capabilities for people to be up and close with animals, because you're in your vehicle. So if you go back to when the park was created, it was really created around, you know, social distancing. You know, we got a little saying where you were captive and they roam free. You literally could come to Wildlife Safari, stay in your car. We even have food services set up on the curb, so you can roll up like a drive-thru. You can pick up a hot dog, a bag of chips, a pop, and then go through the drive-thru in the safety of your own car. And it's really a great experience. It's the only thing happening, Kyle. I mean, you think about people stuck at home and kids are driving them crazy. I go out a lot and I just talk to people coming in, and they're just absolutely thrilled. They're like, man, we were just climbing the walls and we're about ready to kill our kids and kill each other. And the fact that we can come out safely, be in our vehicle, drive through the park, is a huge blessing for the community.
What kinds of things are folks going to see if they come through the drive-through right now, now that we're in the midst of spring?
What we have is, you know, we've got there's a variety of things, newer things to see. You know, you get to see our new hippo. You'll be able to drive by the giraffes. They'll be up close and personal. The elephants out in the new elephant expansion are all out where you can see them very, very close. The bison and their babies are up close to the vehicles. We also have feed cups. You can still feed the animals when you're going through the Asia area. So it's a super cool experience. You can just stop, take your time, and work your way through. It's really been a little unique, too, in that a lot of times people don't understand, you know, the best time to come to Wildlife Safari is when it's really cool or rainy, and not necessarily when it's super sunny and nice, because the animals tend to sort of keg up behind trees and get into the shade, where on a rainy day, they're out closer to the road. So actually what we're experiencing now with this weather that's a little bit cooler is a really super sensational experience. People can come in and they can get close, and it's just a real blessing. And they can go back to you again. They can go through as many times as they want. We've been having people come from literally all over the state Albany and Portland, and because, you know, you're not going anywhere. There's Crater Lake, a lot of mixed signals coming out of the governor's office, you know, saying you need to go outside and enjoy hiking, and yet you trailheads are closed and parks are closed. And so we have people calling daily, like, you know, can I even legally come? Can I get on the road? And that kind of dynamic. So it's been a little bit ambiguous, you know, as far as how it's being presented is what you can and can't do. And we share with people, yes, you can come. This is no different than driving down I-5. And fortunately, you can come, you can pick up a little bit of food, and you can go through the drive-through safely in your vehicle and have just a wonderful experience.
Well, and of course, for folks, you know, if they have their kids, like you said, are just itching for something to do, and not only fun, but as we've been talking about, kind of changes with education, really a chance for kids to learn about animals by spending more time at the drive-through.
Well, and it's affordable too. Memberships have been selling like crazy. You know, we have a basic package of like $120 where you get two adults and three children and a guest, and then you come through the rest of the year at free of charge. And so I think the reason those have spiked is people are anticipating this is going to go for a while. So it gives them a little bit of a venue. They can load the kids up. Can't go to the show. You can't go to the bowling alley, but you can load them up and come out to the safari. So that's been a big deal. Also, for Douglas County residents, we've done a 20% off admissions. So just to try to help people, realizing that everybody's short on money, we'd like to even go deeper if we could. But the problem is it costs $15,000 a day, 365 days a year to operate this place. So it's $15,000 a day. We're not like businesses that can cut back and, you know, lay off people and shut down. We have a huge collection of animals that have got to be fed. They got to be fed meat and hay, and it takes like 65 staff to accomplish that. So you can only cut back to, you know, only so far. So the reality is we've had a lot of people that have stepped up, even written checks to underwrite, you know, other people being able to come in. We think the 20% discount is substantial and gives people an opportunity to come out at a low cost and really enjoy something that's unique and really unique to the nation. If you think about it, you got two drive-through parks through the entire nation, and they're experiencing the same things we are. I think it's kind of unique that they're both wildlife safari, kind of strange in itself. But they're having the same things. People back there are feeling safe. They can go through with their car. So I think in our area, it's a blessing. I feel really blessed just to be a part of an organization that really is, I don't know, in some ways it's like a ministry. I go out and talk to people that are coming through the lines, and they're just completely thrilled. It's like, you cannot believe we've been caged in here with our kids. We've had no place to go. We didn't know what to do. And so they come through the park, and they have big smiles. And it's really, I think, a substantially big deal, not only for our community, but actually for the state as a whole.
All right, Dan Van Slyke, the Executive Director of Wildlife Safari, where the drive-thru remains open and where the new litter of cheetah cubs born recently. We'll have those pictures up soon with the podcast at 541radio.com. Dan, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Hey, thank you, Kyle, for calling.
All right, 841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.